This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
It's time for us to get into our Friday feature, Plugged in partnership with the Counseling and Careers Development Unit, CCDU, at Wits University. And today we have Vuyelwa Fellows, who is a therapist, and she is here to talk to us about developing healthy relationships. Good morning, Vuyelwa. Welcome to the Main Switch.
Good morning. How are you?
I am lovely. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. On this cold day, but
it is, isn't it? I hope you are keeping warm.
I am. I hope you're keeping warm too.
We are. So let's get straight into it. What constitutes a healthy relationship?
Okay, so relationships obviously are not a one size fits all, but there are many qualities and factors behind the emotions and actions that make up a healthy relationship. But you know, a healthy relationship is one which you feel valued, trusted, and respected.
Yes.
No matter who you love or how you met or the history you have together, healthy relationships have core traits. And these core traits could include, you know, like we said, respect, trust, open communication, equality, both shared interests, and understanding, honesty. And speaking of communication, you know, communicating with your partner, it may sound a lot easy, but it means more than just talking about your day. You know, real communication also leads to an emotional connection. And this also can lead to honesty. You know, healthy relationships also involve two people who are completely honest about how they feel and when they think about themselves and about each other. And this also leads to elements of vulnerability. So when we're both honest in relationships, you know, vulnerability is almost a natural aspect that comes with it.
I was reading a tweet, I think, recently that said healthy relationships also involve uncomfortable conversations, you know?
Yes,
and
definitely.
Absolutely, communication is one thing, you know, that we know can lead to conflict when it's not done effectively, Vuyelwa. So how does that get resolved, especially if one partner fails to communicate, you know, because it happens?
Definitely. I think, you know, what we spoke about, the element of being honest. If you're honest also with yourself and with your partner as well, it can help both ways. You know, because another element is meeting your partner's core needs. You need to be honest enough to say, look, are we meeting each other's core needs? And also, are we being vulnerable with each other? So honest communication, I think we need to understand the value that we have together. And if we're willing to grow together, we can definitely resolve. So don't think the easiest way out, you know, maybe let's just leave. But if we want to grow in this together, we need to take active steps to improve this relationship. So definitely communicating and being open about what your needs are and how to resolve conflict. Because definitely conflict resolution is something that we do need to speak about when it's lacking and can help relationships.
So I like that you keep bringing this word vulnerability, you know, because I think it's really important. And I'm just curious, can vulnerability be toxic? Or can it cause a relationship to be unhealthy, someone's vulnerability?
Somewhat. And maybe we can speak about the red flags, because I think it constitutes also maybe a red flag in relationships. So yes, definitely, there's an element of intimacy that we should have, that it should be there rather in the relationship. But like everything, anything in moderation is good. Yeah. So maybe let's just touch maybe on the red flags,
yes.
And then maybe we can understand how too much can also be a bad thing. And what you spoke about of vulnerability, maybe too much of it can also lead to, you know, a bad thing.
Yeah.
So maybe the red flags, you know, it would be ideal if we were able to recognize the signs of unhealthy relationships. And the truth is, it can be hard to let go of someone that you love. But if we focus on the good and sometimes we refuse to see what often sometimes is obvious, it can be hard. So things like criticism. So there's a difference between honesty and criticism. You see, when your partner is being honest, you still feel respected and valued because their feedback is quite constructive. But however, criticism is often about small things, you know, maybe like your clothes, your favorite pastimes, and you're made to be, you know, you're made to feel belittled in whatever you are interested in. So it's your being as well, even the small things. Let's touch on maybe controlling behavior. So if your partner pressures you perhaps to change your appearance, quit activities that you love, or maybe stop seeing your friends or family and they bar you from seeing these individuals, that's also a major big flag. Pushing you to share every thought. You see, this is perhaps maybe where the vulnerability comes in.
Yes.
They push you to share every thought or detail about your day, and always needing to be with you, or maybe, you know, always needing to know where you are, validate. These are also more subtle signs of very controlling behavior, and they kind of force you to be a lot more vulnerable than you would like to be. And that can be an element of control, and that could be a red flag.
Yeah, I agree. And how can then one maintain a healthy relationship?
Okay, so we can always work around building fundamental relationship skills, whether you're in a relationship for a week or a decade or 2 weeks or so forth, and developing positive habits and patterns, to create and maintain this extraordinary relationship requires conscious application, repetitive good behavior, and communication. And sometimes when you read, you can read about the three C's of healthy relationship, and those are compromise, commitment, and communication. So definitely those attributes can contribute. But personally, what you can also do is, you know, love yourself first. Have you ever heard of the saying, maybe you can't pour from an empty cup?
Yes.
Learning self-love is always a good idea. It isn't always easy, but you need to identify and overcome your limiting beliefs and rewrite your story to give yourself strength and power and confidence to be the best version that you can be. Because in essence, like attracts like. So the law of attraction, the idea that we attract the things that we focus on and surround ourselves with, it applies to relationships as well. Things like appreciating your differences can also contribute. You know, we don't want to say, even though we are alike in similar ways, we need to also appreciate our differences. We don't need to ignore or downplay the differences between you and your partner. On the contrary, you know, appreciating these differences is also essential in maintaining the sense of excitement, and it's the little things that can awaken your interest in each other, and the things that used to awaken your interest in the first place, and this can also keep you closer in your heart and mind.
And then what is the common thing that most youth fail to understand when it comes to having a healthy relationship?
The common thing people maybe fail to understand is maybe from the get-go, align your values. I think when we share common values, it becomes easier even maybe to resolve conflicts, communicate, because our values are similar. So even when we're building a house, yeah, it's important that we build a strong foundation before we lay the bricks and get the four walls going and furnish the rooms and so forth. So perhaps getting a good foundation, friendship is also a good idea. So maybe friendship also requires those elements of, you know, being vulnerable, being honest. And like you said in the beginning, honesty, you know, you do need to be quite courageous and have these courageous conversations. So it's also important to be honest. When we're facing disappointment, pain, and surprise, even in these relationships. So building a healthy, strong foundation can also help in this element.
And I want us to talk about social media, especially with us, the youth. You know, I think it's playing a really key role in how we tackle issues in our relationships, you know. So how does the social media power couple trend affect day-to-day relationships? I mean, you know, with the most famous couple trends, you know, to be what most people envy at times, or what it should be, you know. What impact would you say it plays on relationships, if any, Vuyelwa?
I think it certainly does play. I think as human beings, we need to be careful even with our words, but as human beings, we tend to want to compare. Yeah. So we always have these yardsticks that we use as the norm. So perhaps social media, what it does, it perhaps exacerbates what a relationship should be, or it creates this idea of what relationships should be. But even so, it fails to correctly identify the narrative behind working hard to attain this information, or rather to attain this certain yardstick. So I think it does play a role, but I think people need to be aware of how hard these power couples have to work to getting to their goals. But certainly it can have a good influence, and it can also have a bad influence, where we use this to compare our relationships and then start seeking these behaviors, which is not entirely bad, but we then tend to forget how hard you need to work. Both parties need to work and be honest with each other to say, are we meeting each other's goals? If so, how can we work towards it? So definitely, I think it's twofold, like anything. It can be good, it can be bad. We just need to use it in moderation.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people assume that it's just bad, you know? So, especially our parents. So I'm glad you said that. Yeah, Viola, thank you so much for having this conversation with us. I think it's a really important one. And for myself, importantly, I got to learn the three C's: compromise, commit, and communicate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Vuyelwa.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you so much.
Only a pleasure. It is Vuyelwa Fellows, who is a sessional therapist, and she was talking to us about all things healthy relationships. I mean, after this conversation, you can take some time to go and reflect as well on how you've been maintaining your healthy relationship this time.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vofm.co.za.